Next up, a level of cronyism exists in Northern Ireland in which corruption can thrive. That's the claim from a former top policeman. Alan McQuillan has just finished a 5-year stint on the Independent Financial Review panel into MLA expenses, salaries and pensions. In an interview with the Belfast Telegraph, Mr McQuillan was scathing about public appointments in Northern Ireland.
Well, I've basically got my experience over the last 10 to 15 years. Even being out of the place, looking at what goes on in Northern Ireland, how things are done, talking to a lot of business people as well, who tell me, you know, that they don't bother bidding for certain things now, and people who just won't go forward, put themselves forward for public votes because they don't want to be part of the process. And I think you look at that and then you look at the context of some of the revelations that have come out in various areas, not just NAMA, and you see that you've got a society here where we really do need to, if we want to be a top international destination for inward investment, if we want to attract it, but we really need to offer those people an environment that's very different from the one we have.
If they don't put themselves forward, though, Alan, surely they're adding to the problem.
They are, but then we all have, how much grief do you want to take on? The bottom line is, I've seen it time and time again, the nature of our politics, it's difficult to attract good people into politics, it's difficult to attract good people into people that would normally have filled out what were known as the great and the good posts, where they can make a real contribution, use their business skills, use their personal skills, maybe get in the public sector. But a lot of people don't really want to do that now because they see the nature of the way business is run in government, and they don't feel that that's something they want to get involved in.
To be fair as well, Alan, you've just finished a 5-year stint on the Independent Financial Review panel, so you were able to get in there.
Yes, I was. You look what happened towards the end. We identified that there was irregular payments being made, and we then had a little bit of theatre in the assembly of people dancing about criticising this and saying, no, this is not true, it's disgraceful, it's awful that they've said this. And then 4 months later, the government publishes its own accounts, which shows that we were actually right.
So why leave till now, Alan, when you're leaving that role, to then say something that is quite controversial and you know will rub a lot of people up possibly the wrong way?
Well, I didn't leave it till now. What happened was I was asked, would I do the interview? I did the interview and I was asked, was I going to sit now? Another job in Northern Ireland, and I gave an honest answer to that. I have no desire to stir up any controversy, but I was asked the question, I answered it.
Yeah, I guess the reason I ask, Alan, is some people might say that you're maybe in turn going to put other people off going into these types of roles because of what you've said, and obviously then that kind of feeds into this vicious cycle. If there is an issue with those kind of roles and people that apply for them, the cronyism as you refer to.
But hiding from a problem doesn't solve it. That's the issue. And the reality is people out there who are in a position to know these or make a real contribution to these already know this. This isn't just Alan McQuillan's opinion. I think there's a real general knowledge of this sort of thing across people in Northern Ireland. So I don't accept that. I think the other thing is I want Northern Ireland to succeed. I want our politics to succeed. I want our politicians to thrive. I'm saying this because I want that to happen. And my concern is that this sort of thing, which is almost about, we've only got 15 years of constitutional politics under our belt at the moment. Because of that, we need to learn the lessons of these sorts of things collectively and sort this sort of situation out.
Lambert, just to bring you in at this point, there will be many listening to this that are already quite disheartened with government here and with what happens on the Hill. They feel that there is a certain level of secrecy and that transparency, I guess, that Alan is referring to. Are you surprised at anything that he has said this morning?
No, I'm not surprised. And I actually agree with quite a lot of what Alan said. But I've worked in Northern Ireland politics. I've sat as Secretary of State for 10 years. I led a party in Wales for a while. I've worked in English politics and I've worked in North European politics. And I say to Alan, it's not a perfect system, but in my opinion, the Northern Ireland model is probably the least worst one that I've seen. Why do I say that? Well, think about where we were 10 or 15 years ago. We were having people killed in fairly substantial quantities for politics. Now, all of that's gone. And we may have a residual level of corruption, and let's not use any other word than that. But it's relatively small. And I don't think that it's easy to improve on what we have in Northern Ireland. And the problem is, Alan, if you are a principled person, and you clearly are, and you walk away, then the question that you've already answered, I'll put to you again. How can we have a good system if the good people walk away from it? It simply means you can backfill those positions with even more cronyism. So my advice is, let's accept the imperfections. Politics is never perfect. Those human beings aren't perfect. But Northern Ireland is pretty well run, and we are in a much, much better place now than perhaps people could have dared to dream of 20 years ago.
Well, he does have a point there, Alan, in terms of the troubles and where we've come from. There has been quite a bit of progress here.
Oh, pretty good. I mean, as I said a few moments ago, I really want this place to succeed. I want our politicians to succeed. And I have been working very, very closely with a large number of our MLAs over the last 10 or 15 years, 5 or 6 years. And if you talk to them individually, you get people who are absolutely committed, honest, decent, well-meaning people who want to work and want to work cooperatively with each other. It only becomes an issue sometimes when the party machines get involved and you get a different tone putting things for bigger political reasons. But you put them in a room together and they work together.
Let's talk about something else in this Belfast Telegraph article. It goes on to say that one of the key issues for you was a lack of transparency regarding political donations. We're the only part of the UK where donations to parties are kept secret, Len. But that, surely, to a lot of people that aren't aware of that, that will seem like quite a shock.
It might do, but you need to look at it in a historical context. There were very, very good practical reasons for that when we were negotiating the peace process. I was involved in that from 1998 to 2008.
Surely, but what about in 2016? Is this something that we should address for the near future and perhaps a change? Because some will look at that because that issue is there, that there is something to hide, where perhaps there isn't. But because that is there, they'll think that there is something hiding behind that and there's a reason why we can't find out who or what is donating to those parties.
Half of what you said is exactly the reason. We can't change it. At the moment, donations to those parties are protected for very practical reasons of security. Now, in answer to the other part of your question, yes, there will come a time when we should equalise that to the rest of the United Kingdom. That time isn't yet. Northern Ireland is like a nuclear reactor which has been shut down, but it's still hot. And we don't want to make it go critical again by making it more dangerous. Now, I'm willing to wait another 10 years, even 20 years, for those details to be sorted. But here's the fundamental point. People like Alan McQuillan can be frustrated with the inadequacies of the system. I am. I believe that the police covered up murders, which I was campaigning about in England. But I didn't walk away from politics for it, because if I did, then that position could be backfilled by even more cynical people. I actually think Alan is in some ways representative of what is happening in our politics. People who are good get frustrated, they walk away, and then we do get cronyism and we get a lower quality of politician. I'd rather fight and be frustrated on the inside to modify a rather rude face to keep the politicians honest.
Yeah.
For that, you need a few good men in there.
Just to be clear, Alan, as well, you haven't seen the recent spotlight on NAMA, so your comments aren't about that. But going back to the donations issue and the fact that they are kept secret in terms of what Lambert has been saying, this is something surely that we could change now. You know, why set a date 10, 20 years in the future? Why not just make those changes now, remove that issue, and then the secrecy, as the public will see that, for that element is gone?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that the level of terrorist threat now has reduced to a point where that could be done. I mean, I that's a personal view. I believe that could be done. And also the other factor is, don't forget that when the Financial Review panel was winding up, we strongly recommended that whatever body replaces us should take over responsibility for the official government funding for the political parties. And part of the reason for that was that it should be significantly increased, because politically they haven't been able to vote through an increase in it for years.
But you see, this is interesting, because I've never really been very good at party politics, even though I led a party for a while. And the reason is simple, because I think party politicians and party interests can get in the way, but I can't think of a better system. If you just have independents running the country, then actually the civil service becomes even stronger. Now, I do agree with you, there are problems with backhanders, and frankly, you know as well as I do, all of this goes on in British politics all over the country and indeed across the whole of Europe. But, you know, I'd rather be willing to live with those small problems when the big thing is Northern Ireland is well run. I do quite a lot of lobbying. I work with the Motorcycle Action Group, for example. So I have to talk to the Department for Infrastructure quite often in Northern Ireland. I find it easier to have those high-level, intelligent conversations in Northern Ireland than in any other part of the United Kingdom. So on a practical, day-to-day level, those issues that you're describing, Alan, don't affect people like me who are trying to affect social change.
OK. All right, we'll leave it there. Lambert O'Pick, thank you very much. And Alan McQuillan, thank you as well.